Okay, today we're going to talk about Kedushas Shvias. Either we'll finish or we'll do the first half of it. It happens to be that right now is a good time to speak about it, because right now is the time when things with Kedushas Shvias are actually starting, we'll start to see them. And that's because fruits and vegetables that come from Shemitah are all Asur as Svichin, they're all Asur, we can't eat them at all. So we don't deal with the Kedushas Shvias for them. We only deal with Kedushas Shvias for fruits and or other things, certain other things that don't fall into the rules of Svichin, and those actually come to, the Shvias produce of that starts to come to market around now, so it's a good time to talk about. So the rule of Kedushas Shvias means there are four things, four groups of halachas that fall into the dinim of Kedushas Shvias, that this, you have to treat this produce in a special way. I'll just tell you the four of them just to get us started. The first is that you eat them or use them in a way that's not considered wasting. Second is you have to keep them in Eretz Yisrael. Third is you can't, it's a schayra, you can't do business with them in a regular way. And fourth is that there's a mitzvah of beer at a certain point late in the season, you have to do something to them, something to do with hefker, it's a mitzvah of beer. Okay, so I'm going to talk about those things. Again, today, whether we're going to get to all of them, I don't know, but we'll talk about them. So the first thing to talk about is which things have Kedushas Shvias? Yeah, just what things from Shemitah have Kedushas Shvias? So the simplest rule, the most simple rule for that is that thing has to grow from the ground, and it's something that could be used either for eating by humans or animals. Both of those are good, considered eating. So even for you, for animals, it's also considered to have Kedushas Shvias, and there are certain other uses I can get to in a second. Okay, but so for example. Apples are eaten by humans, they're eaten by people, so they have apple from Shemitah that has Kedushas Shvias. Of course, everything we talk about Kedushas Shvias means it grew in the year of Shemitah, and in the land, in the borders of Eretz, in the halachic borders of Eretz as well. I don't even have to say that.
Or we might even just pick them.
It's considered a Shemitah produce. Shemitah produce. How you get that we talked about a different time. That actually picking is not what counts. Whatever it is, it's a Shemitah produce. Okay? So an alfalfa is something animals eat. Most humans don't eat that, but alfalfa is a thing that animals eat. So Michael Behem is also considered to have Kedushas Shvias. So alfalfa from, it might be Svichin, but alfalfa, it might be Svichin, okay, but that it potentially has Kedushas Shvias. Okay, now some things that don't, I'll give you some examples of things that don't have Kedushas Shvias, just to help understand that. Salt or meat don't have Kedushas Shvias because they don't grow from the ground. And mushrooms, for these kind of dinim, are also not considered to grow from the ground. They also don't have Kedushas Shvias, even if they grew in Eretz Yisrael, the whole thing. Lumber and cotton don't have Kedushas Shvias, because as we'll see in a second, you don't eat them, obviously, but you also don't use them in any of the other ways that you could use Shemitah produce, so they also don't have Kedushas Shvias. And last is things that became inedible. Once it's not Roy Lachila anymore, even for behemoths, even animals can't eat it anymore, then it doesn't have Kedushas Shvias, because again, it doesn't fit into any of these rules. Again, the simplest rules has to be eaten by humans or animals, and things that are not edible are not edible at all. Okay, now, the Gemara says it goes a little deeper. It's not just things that are edible. The Gemara makes limudim to tell you that there's two other things that can make it, two other things that explain to you what you could do with things that are used for Shemitah, and those are intertwined. Anything that could be used in these ways automatically has Kedushas Shvias. Okay, what I mean, in other words, even if it can't be eaten, if it can be used in these ways, then it has Kedushas Shvias. And those are, it's the way you use Shemitah produce, it has to be Hanas and Biur and Shava. That the Hana you get from them is when it gets destroyed. Like when you eat an apple, when you chew it up, it gets destroyed, is when you get the Hana from it, it goes together. So that's Hanas and Biur and Shava. And the other is that it gives you a Hana that most people would appreciate, shovel chol nefesh, like a chol moed, a yomtiv din. It's shovel chol nefesh. It has to be that most people would appreciate, would benefit from this thing. So I'm going to give you two examples of that. One is, because hanasim biur and shava, that's why the Gemara says that's why wood doesn't have Kedushas Shvias, even though it grew in Shemitah. Because wood you use for making a fire, that's a hana, but the hana happens when you make the fire, the hana for cooking, you make the fire, you don't use it when it's burning. After it turns into charcoal, that's when you put the food on to cook on it. So the hana happens after the beer. First it gets destroyed, burn it. And then after you burn it, then you get the hana from it by cooking your food on it. So it's not hana shem yom shavu. It doesn't happen at the same time. So that's not, that wouldn't be a use for Shemitah. And therefore, this is not something that has any use on Shemitah. There's nothing you can do. You can't eat it. You can't get the animals to eat. And you can't make fires out of it. So then it doesn't have kedusha Shemitah. The other rule of Shavu Chol Nefesh tells us that if you have something that's only for Cholim, then that's not considered, that's not something that had Kedusha Shvias. If only a Cholim would eat it, most people are not sick. So it's not Shavu Chol Nefesh because it's not for most people. Most people have no benefit from this, whatever this thing is, this plant that's only good for sick people. If those people don't eat it regular, that's not, that also doesn't have Kedusha Shvias because it's not Shavu Chol Nefesh. Okay, so those are the rules. Okay, so the simplest is, it's something that a human or an animal would eat, and the more deeper is that it's something that if it's hanosim yun shava and shavu chol nefesh, then that also has kedusha shvias. Okay. Now, I keep saying that if something is ma'achal behema, that has kedusha shvias. So now it's sort of a more modern shayla, which is what happens. What about things that are ma'achal behema? But they're for people who live in a big city. Okay, you live in a big city, we don't have any behemoths. Okay, we don't have any cows and horses walking around. So is that thing, should we say that it has Kedusha Shvias because it's Michael behemoth? It's 100% animal feed. If you drove 3 hours from here, there's loads of animals who would be happy to eat it. What do you say is, the mice is where I'm standing, nobody eats this. There's nothing to do with this piece of food right now, with this thing that I have. So it shouldn't have Kedusha Shvias. Okay.
So what do you want that Kedusha Shvias is? When I'm here, it's not Kedusha Shvias, and I go 100 miles away, and I will have
Kedusha Shvias. Well, it's a good question. I don't know what would happen if we keep moving around. The point is, we grow. Maybe it depends on where it grows from. I'm having this, you'll hear my examples coming soon of the thing. But if I have this in a place where it's, I'm not sure to say about your case. You'll hear my case coming in a bit, okay? So there's different diyukim in the Chazon Ish as to which way he held about the Shaila. Okay, in Lamaisa it seems like he held that you should be machmir and consider it to be Michael Behema, and that the example of that is what happens when a person eats a food. You eat an orange. That's not a good example. You eat a food, and the leftovers from the food, the peel or the pits of that food that are left over, are things that people wouldn't eat, but animals would eat. Okay, it would be considered Michael Behema. So that stuff that, so you created it right in your house. It started off as a fruit. I'm going to have an example later on. You start off with this apple and this pits left over at the bottom. Okay, and so you made this thing Michael Behema. The beginning of it was fine, but now by the time you ate up the whole apple, what's left behind has no food. Humans can't eat it, but where I am sitting here in Chicago, there's no behemoths who would eat it. So does that, yes or not? So it's assumed that we should treat it as having Kedusha Shvias, because it is theoretically suitable for behemoths, and therefore to have Kedusha Shvias. Okay, it's not so clear what the Chazon Ish holds. It seems like in the Chazon Ish there's
it has to be at least someplace in Eretz Yisrael probably used to actually treat animals.
Okay, maybe.
It can't be like, you know, just one guy in the Sifar and that feeds those animals. It's like some type of common.
Yes.
Right? If nobody collects lemaisa, yeah, you could feed the orange pits and animals. Nobody does that.
Okay, could be.
Not nobody does that, then fine. The pieces do is bird. I mean, you know, you're not going to say.
Okay, right? Fine. Sounds good.
It's common or something.
Sounds right. Okay. Now, another group that has a question to it is flowers. Okay? And Pesach can put flowers into four categories, four types of flowers and herbs in four different categories. Okay, remember, it doesn't have to only be things that are edible. Okay, other things can also happen. So the first is, the simplest case is edible herbs. Okay, like mom said, herbs. So they're like a type of I'm calling them like a type of a flower. And those have Kedusha Shvias. Those are the most obvious cases. Of course, you use them as food. Okay, those have Kedusha Shvias. And it's worthwhile to know that Eretz Yisrael is a big exporter of herbs. Okay, a lot of herbs, you go into the store, you will find herbs that come from Eretz Yisrael. So those for sure have Kedusha Shvias. The next step down from that is, if you have flowers that are sold specifically for their fragrance, okay, not just for their beauty, but specifically for their fragrance, I don't know how to pronounce it, freesia, and stock, there's a few of them that are like that, and there's a suffix in Yerushalmi, whether those have Kedusha Shvias or not. Yerushalmi is misupik, whether it has Kedusha Shvias or not, for things that are meant that have a fragrance in them. that are meant for that fragrance. And the Chazon Ish says you should be machmir about that child. Okay,
when
that's
the beer on that.
When there's
also beer and shalom on that.
I don't remember.
Was that the subject?
I don't remember. Is there Hanasim Biur and Shalom? I don't remember. I don't remember. That's a good question. I don't remember. It's in the United States, Eretz Yisrael does export flowers, but those tend to be more upscale places that would carry these flowers from Eretz Yisrael. Think about it. You know, if I get the flower from around the corner, or from Mexico, or from Eretz Yisrael, then those are going to be the higher end. They have higher end flowers. So if you go to those kind of stores, upscale flowers might have flowers from Eretz Yisrael. Now, most flowers, that this is the third category, most cat flowers, the ikar, or why buying them, is for the beauty of them. And the smell that they have is incidental. Okay? So most hold that that's not included in the Safek Yushami. Yushami is only talking, it's a question. So most, that the Yushami is only specific about things that are meant for fragrance. These are not meant for that fragrance, they're meant because they look pretty. And they happen to have a fragrance also. So those are most, do not treat those with Kedusha Shvias. So we're left with the, well, now, of course, the last case is one that have no fragrance at all. That's pasha, that those don't have any Kedusha Shvias. So we're left with the herbs, of course, have Kedusha Shvias. The ones that are meant for fragrance, those were machmen to treat them with Kedusha Shvias. And the ones that are not meant for fragrance, then those are okay. Okay.
So there is really not, not common type of flowers. I don't buy any flowers with fragrance.
Right, for most people it's not so common, and it's also only it tends to only be people who buy upscale flower designs or some kind of a bouquet or something that's more fancier stuff they would potentially be getting from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, one last thing having to do with which things have Kedusha Shvias is that there's a machlokes, many people know about this, about Yevul Machri, which is what happens if you have produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael, but it grew in lands that are not owned by Jewish people. Whether that has Kedusha Shvias or not. So the Beis Yosef was Mekel, it says there's no Kedusha Shvias, and the Mapik was Machmir, and said that it does have Kedusha Shvias. And the minig in Yerushalayim, and most people in Eretz Yisrael, is to be Mekel, like the Beis Yosef, and say it has no Kedusha Shvias. In Bnei Brak, when those who follow the Chazon Ish, are Machmir to say that it does have Kedusha Shvias, it's not uncommon that things will be marked in Eretz Yisrael as being Yevul Machri. Okay, people who want to be marked. So my hashgacha or my company says that it's okay. We don't think it has Kedusha Shvias, so we just sell it regular in the market like nothing. But they'll mark it as Yevul Machri, so the people who want to be Machri will have a choice to avoid this food. Okay, you go to the supermarket. Excuse me, it was there not so long ago. You go in the supermarket and you see produce in the fruit store. And it has a mark. It says this many shekel per pound or per kilo, and it says Yevul Machri on it. Okay, so if you want to buy it or you don't want to buy it, depending on what you hold, disclosure. Yeah?
And there's no Isser Svichen.
No Isser Svichen.
There's no Shvichen.
Right. So that's why they're using it. They're saying we're going to go to a person.
Oh, so for those that are Machmir, it might be Usser.
They hold no. It doesn't have to do it's not Svichen, but it does have Kedusha Shvichen. It does have Kedusha.
They hold the Svichen. We're subject to Svichen if it's owned by a Jew.
I'm pretty sure that it doesn't have Svichen. Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that. Yeah, I think that's the machlokes, because we know that it doesn't have Svichen, but the correct child is whether it has Kedusha Shvias or not. Mm-hmm. So you go into fruit store and they're selling it. Now, but if you hold that as Kedusha Shvias, then it's not easy to buy it either. Okay, and we'll talk about that today or next time, about buying it. That's not such a straightforward thing either. You know what I mean? If you hold that it has Kedusha Shvias, you have to be careful about it. But it means if I walk into your house, first either I would avoid it, or if I walk into your house and you serve it to me, I'll eat it with Kedusha Shvias. Just I think that if I think it's to be machar, but I'll eat with Kedusha Shvias, you know what it is. Okay? It's like the fruit store gets very interesting. I'm telling you, I was there a few months ago, and the fruit store has every, next to each food in the right neighborhoods, next to the food, it says, tomato, this is the price, and this is how we shmited it, how we dealt with it. Is it from Chutz Laretz? Is it from the sixth year? Is it from Yevul Machri? Or it comes from, greenhouses? Or later it'll start saying it comes from the eighth year? And all, you know, they're marked, again, only in the right neighborhoods, obviously. Okay, so now let's talk about, in a sort of a theoretical side, of what does it mean, la'achla, to eat it and not to waste it. So, the most assumed, it's generally assumed, that there's no specific mitzvah to eat the perishvias. even though the Torah says la'achla, you should eat it. It's not a mitzvah to eat it. It means la'achla just means is don't waste it. Okay, but there's no specific mitzvah to eat it. So for example, that's a side point. You don't make a bracha when you eat it. Like in Yichuma, you make other things like that. You eat a carbon, you make a bracha on it. There's no bracha when you eat perish fias. But there's also, you don't need to save it. I don't need to do anything. I'm not allowed to cause hefsid, but I don't have to do anything to prevent it from getting ruined. That's not my responsibility, right? I can't do anything to be mafsid. So if I have an apple and I have it outside, I don't have to put it in the refrigerator. Okay, or I don't have to find someone else to eat it if I have leftovers. Because I'm not mechuyev to eat it. There's no mitzvah to eat it. It's not like a carbon that I have a mitzvah to eat. I don't have to. But there's a shayla nachron. What about if a gram has it? So unless I can't be mafsid, I can't ruin it, I can't waste it. Like, for example, have Michael Adam, I can't give it to an animal to eat. That's a waste, because that's not using it for its best use. But if I don't want to put it in the fridge, that's fine. Let it spoil by itself, that's fine. What else if I do some a gram hefset? Something that's an in between. I'm doing something that's goyrim that makes it to be, get ruined. That's a machlokes nachronim. So the Maharit says that gram hefset is mutter, and another sefer called Mikdash David says it's aser. Okay, so most people assume that the din is to be mekel, but there are people who choose to be machra. Okay, even those who are machra are saying, I don't think they hold this. Really, also they hold, they're saying, we're going to be choishes for that people. Okay?
What would be an example of gram hefset?
I'm about to tell you. So a person, if you have, you eat your meal, and you have leftovers, you eat a food that has kedusha shvias and you have leftovers, so if you put that into the garbage, that's hefset. Okay, putting it into the garbage would be considered hefset, because I'm taking an apple that I have right now, and I'm throwing it together with other foods that are not edible, or in a place that's it's disgusting now, I'm making it, no one's going to eat it anymore. So I just ruined this food. I took a food that a minute ago was edible, and what I did caused it to be not edible, so that would be considered a hefset that you're for sure not allowed to do. Okay. So what people always did, till however long ago, a few decades ago, what they would do is they would take the food, wrap it in a bag, and put it in the garbage. And the thinking was, when you wrap it in a bag, it's not ruined, because I could just take the bag out of the garbage if I wanted to. So I could take it out. There's nothing happened to the food, but it's a gram for the hefset, because what's going to happen is, eventually, the food is going to get taken out to the garbage, and the bag will break, or the garbage truck will mix it up, and once it's in the garbage truck, it'll be a hefset, but that's all a gram. I'm just indirectly causing that to happen. So my putting in the bag is, I haven't ruined it yet. I put it into a place where it's still okay to eat. Over time, what's going to happen is it's going to become a hefset. So that's a gram hefset, and people just assume that was fine. That's what people did.
So this Jewish garbage man. Somebody.
So you mean is he allowed to then take out the garbage and I have my thing? So I don't know. We have to think about him. Is he misasik? I don't know what's with him.
Why is anybody? It's wrapped up. So we go to the dump. It's all wrapped up. I don't think it's going to run on its own. Who should anybody do anything?
Okay, so maybe that's the thinking. Not like that, but the it could be. The truth is, once I put, even if I put into the bag, eventually there's enough stuff in there. You think maybe it'll never get baked. But okay, I don't think that's how they did it. I think Ruchem Kiyaskin, he explains it, talks it like this. He says they held it in scrum hefset. It was just like nothing. It was just indirectly. Eventually, you know, they'll have a problem. But then people decided they wanted to be machmir for this mikdash tavit. I think mikdash tavit. They wanted to be choshish for the shita. So they decided they wanted to do it better. They didn't want to do this, wrap it up in a bag and put it in the garbage. So they came up with something called a pach shvias. Okay? A pach is a garbage can. Okay? But in that might call it a garbage can, it's called a pach shvias. It's a container for shvias. Okay? And what they do is like this. They put the food into this pach. When they finish eating, they put the food into this container. And then it rots by itself. So once it gets to the point that it's not royal achila, then no problem, then I can throw it out. Because when it's not royal achila, it doesn't have kedusha shvias anymore, then I can throw it out. So they put it into the pach, it eventually rots, and once it rots, then they can throw it out. Okay? So the problem is that if you put your food into the pach shvias, so today I eat one thing and I put it into the pach shvias. In tomorrow, or in 6 hours, I eat something else. Well, when I put the other thing, I can't put my new thing into the pach shvias, because, first of all, the stuff is sort of half-rotten, the first stuff. Plus, the foods might not mix with each other. Imagine I just ate soup, and I'm putting the soup into the, I don't know, into orange juice, so they don't go together. So, well, who knows what I'm saying? When I start mixing foods, all of a sudden, the mixing itself is ruining the food. So you have to say, I have to have more than one pach shvias. I have to have one for today, and then one for the next time I eat it. So you get a whole lineup of pachim, and then, so then people came, and they said, you know, we'll just put a paper in between, like this meal, and then we'll put another layer, and then another meal. So it gets very complicated. And it's not clear if they're really gaining so much, or they're actually maybe even causing hefsid. Maybe they're causing hefsid via dying by pointing their stuff in on top of each other. Okay, so it's a little fuzzy, but it's something that people have tried to do. It's a more modern version of how to deal with shmita produce, is to have these pach shvias, or multiple pach shvias. Okay. One last example of gram hefsid is to feed a child. Feeding children is perfectly fine on with shmita produce. They're considered people who eat it, and that's perfectly fine to do it, but you know good and well that if you give the kid the food, certain amounts of it, I'm talking like a toddler, then it's going to get wasted. Okay, they're not going to eat every bit of it, they're going to throw half it across the room, or whatever they're going to do with it. So that's considered a gram hefsid, and again, then you're allowed to do that, until of course, when the kid gets old enough, that there's a mitzvah chinuch on him that he shouldn't waste perish shvias. But then there's a different angle you're coming at it from. But from the side of the gram hefsid, then that's considered okay. People, okay, let's go on. I'm going to try to get to the end. It's a little tight, but we'll see what we can do. Okay, better than stopping now. Okay, I'm going to use now a few foods to just describe some of the details of what it means for a maisa if a person should eat perish shvias with kedusha shvias. Okay, I'm going to use some foods. I'm not going to cover, obviously, every detail of what it means, but just some foods to help us bring out the points. Okay, so, the first like this. You have to use perish shvias in the way that's common and normal for people to use, even if it's not the most common. It has to be a reasonably common way that people use it. So, for example, people eat peaches. You can eat a peach. But it's not very common that people make peach juice. Okay, so you can't use peaches, you can't make juice out of peaches. That's considered a hefsid for the peaches, because that's not the way regular people eat the food. But oranges, some people eat them, some people make juice out of them. So you can do either of those with it. Either, I don't know which one is more, but it's not important. Those are both considered reasonable uses for an orange, so it's not considered a hefsid of an orange to use, make an orange into juice, or to eat it whole. Either one, those are both considered fine. The other side,
so using it, let's say I totally use it up, just using it in an irregular manner.
That's considered a hefsid, right?
I love this way to do it like this.
You like peach juice, but that's a hefsid because you're not using it in the best way. Just like I said to you before, if you give it to an animal instead of to a person, that's not the best use, you're not allowed to do that. Okay, if it's royal achila for achilas adam, you can't give it to a behemoth. That's considered downgrading, like it's a type of wasting the food. Okay? Now, the other side, one example I said to you, peaches, you can't make into juice. The opposite is lemons, you can't eat straight, because almost nobody eats lemons straight. People make lemon juice out of it. That's the way you use it. So lemons, you can only use as juice. You can't use lemons straight. Okay, you could put lemon into your drink. You could dunk a piece of lemon juice, because that's a normal thing that people do. But eating lemons whole, even there are people who do that, but that's by no means a typical way that people use it, so you're not allowed to eat lemon straight. Okay? Now, so now you cut a lemon to put it into your drink, into your diet drink. You put a piece of lemon in or into your tea. So what about the little bit of liquid that's left on your knife? When you slice the lemon, you're going to be left with some juice on your knife and on the table. Okay, so Rabbi Asher says is that the way you do it is like this. You're not allowed to waste anything from Shemitah. He says like this. He says, if it's a kind of thing that people who are very frugal would care about, he says his words are, Kol Shederech Anoshim HaChosim Amamoyim Hashayrim, if people really frugal would care about that piece, you're not allowed to waste it, even if you wouldn't care usually. But if it's something that even the most frugal people, nobody could care less about that, then that's gone. You're allowed to get rid of it. So like when you cut a lemon with a knife, nobody at all cares about that little bit of juice left. Nobody saves that juice. So you're allowed to rinse off and pour it down the drain. That's okay.
So what's the beer?
I guess that means that's not considered hefsid anymore. It's like gone. It's waste. It is gone already. It's like doesn't exist anymore. You know, it's like finished.
It's like there's no value. There's no value.
Or has no, it's as if it's destroyed already. I'm not sure exactly how you explain it, you know? Another example is if a person had oil.
So a lot of leftovers, you know, you can also be in that category. Like,
it depends where they are. It depends on the time. I'll give you another example.
Apple core,
I'll come to apples. And I'm coming to apples in a second. Okay. So now this next example is a person uses oil that's from Shemitah. How you manage to get that over that for a different date? You have oil with kedushas Shemitah in it. Okay, and he fries food in it. So the leftover oil that's in the pan, what does he do with that oil? So it depends. If there's enough that, for example, you could use to like make fire out of it, like make Shabbos candles, then you're mechuyev to save it because people would. If it's an amount of oil, then you're mechuyev to. If there's such a little bit left that nobody keeps it, then nobody in the world who scoops that up, there's mamash just like nothing left, then you could just throw it out. Okay. Okay. Now, what about, I was talking about lemons before, what about the lemon pits? After you squeeze it in the lemon pits, that's totally in the shiloh about whether something that's meichel behemah, but there's no behemahs around to eat it, whether it has kedusha shvias in it. And lemon peel, but lemon peel does have kedusha shvias, because there are lots of people who use lemon peel in baking. Okay, it's a very common thing that people use it. So lemon peels for sure have kedusha shvias in them. Lemon pits depends on the shiloh about whether meichel behemah, where there's no behemahs around, has kedusha shvias in it. Okay, so lemon peel for sure does. Okay, now let's move to apples. Okay, one of the rules of kedusha, again, of not using it in the improper way, is that something that's eaten raw, you can't cook, and something that's eaten cooked, you can't eat raw. Again, if that's typical, you can't do the wrong way. So if baked apples is not a common way to use apples, you would not be allowed to bake an apple. That's considered a hefsid for the apple to not eat it raw. Okay, so it depends in each place. Is it reasonably common that people eat baked apples, or that's such a rarity, then you would not be allowed to do it. It's considered a waste of the apple if you make a baked apple. Okay, at the same time, if you're allowed to peel an apple. If you don't want to eat the peel, you're allowed to peel an apple.
Does that din have to be because it's, let's say, everybody's masking in every place that if you do, when they bake an apple, it's very mishubach. It's beautiful, wonderful. You're using the apple in a beautiful gewaldic. This place, you don't do it. That's almost not a common thing. It's not difficult to do it here, but it's not. It's like, you know, you can't say it's a downgrade. There's nothing downgrading about it. There's nothing, it has to be non-common in like sort of like a negative way. Cause you don't mm-hmm. common because like
because people don't like it.
Whatever. Yeah, you're getting the full use out of it. Really,
I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay. But now if you want to peel an apple, you're allowed to peel an apple. Okay, and the reason is because, first of all, lots of people do that. Okay, it's common that the people who don't want to eat the peel. Second is, there's no mitzvah to eat, I told you, no mitzvah to eat perish shvias. So if you don't want to eat this part of the fruit, you don't have to eat it. You don't have mechuyev to eat it. So you want to get rid of it, that's okay. And also, lastly, is because after you peel the apple, the peel is just as edible as it was before, and you didn't do anything to ruin the peel. You just pushed the peel onto the side so you could eat the other part. Okay, so the peel that you peel with definitely has kedusha shvias, but if you don't want to eat the peel, no problem. You can take off the peel and then eat it. Okay, now, back to what you said beforehand, let's say I cut myself slices of apple, or even if I eat the apple. So if you cut slices of an apple, you're going to be left with a core, but the core for sure has pieces on it that somebody can eat off. Okay, so that for sure has kedusha shvias. What happens if you eat those pieces off? Okay, or you eat an apple whole, right off the apple, to the point that you eat it as much as you could. So what's left behind now is just meichel behemah, and back to that question of something that's only meichel behemah in a place where there's no behemahs, whether that has kedusha shvias in it. Okay, but if you cut slices, there'll definitely be pieces that people could eat. If you get down to as far as a person could get, that depends on the meichel behemah.
Why doesn't it qualify for that we said before? That somebody nobody saves this.
No, because they save for meichel behemah. And now switch from meichel to meichel behemah. People would say this meichel behemah. If you had a horse out in the back, you throw it in the back. I knew somebody had a dog. And they take the leftovers and put it on the floor, and the dog would eat it. That was it. So after the people were finished, they pass on to the dog. You know? Okay, now, these ones you probably have heard about for wine. If you have Shemitah wine, so you're not supposed to let it overflow by Havdalah, because that's a waste, because it's basically the wine's going to go to the garbage. You can't put the Havdalah candle out in it. You probably heard this. No one's going to drink it anymore once you put the candle out in it. You can't stick it into your pockets and in your eyes, because those are all considered not ways of using it. Okay. Then, if there's leftover wine after Kiddush or Havdalah, so it has Kiddush Shvias. I mean, you drank half the cup, so the rest of it has Kiddush Shvias to it. And you're not mechuyev to treat it with Kiddush Shvias. Unless it's just a few drops, then back to our, like I said to you before, from Yashar, it's just a few drops, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, now, when I've said to you a few times that you can't give Michael Adam to a behemoth, so that means if a person goes to the zoo they can't give their food over. They can't take regular food, their Cheerios, and give it to the animals to eat, as long as it's still suitable for people. You can give them leftovers. If it's food that nobody's going to eat anymore, then you can give it to them. And if it's also, when you're feeding an animal, it would be considered a hefset if you would cook their food for them, because animals don't eat cooked food. So if you're making food that's meant for animals, cooking it for them is a hefset. With the opposite for you, eating it raw is a hefset. For them, it's a hefset. Okay. Let's do some of the other dinim. I'm going to see. I'm going to finish with Mr. Shems. And that is like this. Okay, I told you you have to keep Perish Shvius in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, one, that's another one of the dinim, is it has to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Except you're allowed to take out a little bit when you go on a trip. If you're going on a trip, you're going home. When you're flying home from Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to take home a sandwich for yourself. It's Asur Midrash Rabbanon. This Isser to take food to Eretz Yisrael is an Isser to Rabbanon. And because Chazal were concerned that you're going to a place where people don't know how to treat things with Kedusha Shvius, so when you're going to bring it there, it's not going to get used properly. Okay, so therefore they said don't take things out of Eretz Yisrael, because people who where you go to won't know what to do, then they won't treat it properly. Okay? If Lamaise had happened, someone took the stuff out of Eretz Yisrael, it stays mutter, doesn't ask for the food. Of course, it's less Kedusha Shvius, but it doesn't make the food also. This happens pretty regularly. I went to the food store and I bought or whatever, and it's, oh my gosh, it has Kedusha Shvius. So they weren't allowed to take it out of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't allowed to be, and you weren't allowed to buy it. All kinds of things went wrong, but Lamai says you have it at this point, you treat it with Kedusha Shvius. It didn't become us because of that.
You're not allowed to buy it because
you're taking
it out of Eretz
Yisrael? No, you're not allowed to buy it separate. I'm about to talk about Schar. Separate, the separate issue of Schar. Okay, now, this is Schar means that Chazal said you can't do business with it the way normal fruits are sold. So you can't sell it by the weight. You can't buy have three for a dollar. You can't do it like that. You can't sell it in a regular store or in big amounts. Okay, you can tell to the guy next to you, "Hi, you want this apple? Give me a dollar. I'll give you the apple." That's okay. And even if a store owner, the guy who wants to sell it, can't buy it and resell it. He can't buy, like stores buy a lot and they sell it to each person. He can't do that. What he can do is he can make himself a shliach. For the consumers, 10 people come to say, okay, we'll each give you a dollar, go buy a case of apples, and split it up between us. Okay? Again, if he did all these things, if he did wrong, if he did slur it improperly, it doesn't affect the food. The food stays mutter. That's what we call it. It stays mutter. Now, there's another din about, and this is like related to the Issur Shchar, not to the Issur Shchar, it's a din of Shmita has to do Kedusha Shvius, and that is that Shvius is Tefesis Damel. Which means is that if you have an apple with Kedusha Shvius and somebody gives you a dollar for that dollar now has Kedusha Shvius. The apple keeps its Kedusha Shvius, but the dollar now has Kedusha Shvius. What does that mean? What do you do with a dollar with Kedusha Shvius? It means that you can only use that money in a way that Shemitah would be used. So you have to buy something and use that thing with Kedusha Shvius. Okay? The Rambam describes like this. He says that if a person buys maybe how my food's not exactly 100%. So you bought an apple with money of Shemitah, that money has Kedusha. If you use the money to buy meat, no, I'm sorry, take it back. Sorry back. The Rambam's case is like this. You took money with Kedusha Shvius and you bought an apple. The apple takes on Kedusha Shvius. I'm sorry, take it back. You took money to buy an apple. I'm going to confuse myself. You took money to buy the apple with Kedusha Shvius. The apple that was from Shemitah keeps its Kedusha forever. The money has Kedusha Shvius. Now you use the money to buy a piece of meat. So now the meat has Kedusha.
The guy who
got the money, he went and bought a piece of meat. The meat has Kedusha Shvius. I told you before, meat can't have Kedusha Shvius because it doesn't go on the ground. But in this case, it does because it's Tefesis Damel. So now the apple and the meat have Kedusha and the money doesn't have Kedusha anymore. Okay? Then, if the guy traded meat for a piece of fish, the Kedusha goes to the fish, the fish goes to, the Rambam's case, to oil, and oil to honey. So what happens is the last thing in the line always has Kedusha, and the original apple that had Kedusha keeps its Kedusha, but the middle things lose it. It passes along to wherever it ends up. So whatever, the guy can end up with a pair of shoes. I don't think you can buy shoes.
Okay, so what are the rules for this?
Has to be treated with Kedusha Shvius.
No, I understand, but what is there anything that it can't go on to?
Can you not buy, I think you're not allowed to buy things that can't be, I don't remember.
I'm not allowed to, I did it. Is there anything that Kedusha is not Tyfus?
I don't remember. I don't mean, what happens if I buy a pair of shoes?
Food. Oh, yeah, but let's say that, but like a pair of shoes.
Right, I don't remember.
it sounds ridiculous.
Right, it does sound ridiculous, okay. Okay, I don't remember. Okay, so now, since it's Tyfus Damel, Now, Chazal said, therefore, you can't buy Perish Shmias from a person who won't be mocked to treat the money properly. Okay, if I go to the store owner, he has the apple from Kedusha Shmias. think of an example like this. I go to a store where they hold to the Hetam Chira. So he's selling apples like crazy. In his mind, these apples have no Kedusha Shmias. Oh, I don't hold to the Hetam Chira. I want to buy an apple from him. I know the apple has Kedusha Shmias. He doesn't care. So I'm going to give him a dollar, and I'm going to say to him, give me the apple. So the is, you're not allowed to give the money to a person who won't treat that money properly. He didn't dream that that money has Kedusha Shvias, nor is he careful about it. So if I give him the money, he's going to go and treat it not with Kedusha Shvias. Okay? So actually, punk that case is interesting. There's a trip from Zalman about maybe I can give the guy the money, because he also has a machira. But put that on the side.
General Shah, but somebody... You owe us and somebody else's money.
Right, that's a separate thing. But so maybe my case wasn't perfect. But anyhow, so in order to avoid that, there are two ways you can give somebody money. You could buy something without the money being typhus amount. And those are havla or hakafa. Havla means you do it together with other things. So if I buy apple, kedushas, and tomatoes without, then I'm good, and it's not typhus amount. That's one way to do it. And the other way is by hakafa means on credit, which either means literally on credit, or the modern version of on credit means with a check or a credit card, which is there's no cash changing hands, so then in that case also it's not typhus amount. So if a person wanted to buy something in a store that has Kedusha Shvias, he doesn't want to be Moshe Demei Shvias Lamaretz, he doesn't want to pay with money that will now have Kedusha Shvias, then he could buy it with a check or a credit card, and then he's good like that. Okay. Now, the mitzvah beer is, I'm almost there. I know we're late, but I'm almost done. But Perish Shvias are Hefker, and anybody can take them. You can take as much as you want to. But there comes a point, the Shas HaBir, when you're not allowed to exactly do that. And the Shas HaBir is when there's no more of that produce available for animals. It's like the fields are pretty scraped clean. There's like nothing left. Then there's a mitzvah beer. I'll tell you what that is in a second. And there's a mitzvah, at that point, all of a sudden, my ability to take stuff is not the same. I'm more restricted in what I can do. So, somehow, Chazal tell us the time of beer for some of the foods. What I don't understand, they tell dates are in Purim of the 8th year, and olives are in Shavuos of the 8th year, and grapes are on the Pesach of the 8th year. Okay, I don't even understand what that means, because how can you tell me when, in 1,000 years from now, when there will be no olives left on the trees? It's like, seems like such a, and with an exact date, on the Shavuot, you know?
I also don't understand, these things don't grow wild. They're carefully grown, and then they're harvested.
Wait. First of all, it's Shemitah. Nothing's harvested. On Shemitah, we don't harvest things. Yeah, just leave them out there for people to take. But also, they do grow wild. There's stuff out there. And there's, even if you harvest, there's stuff left behind also. Yeah, really? So.
Okay, now they go to Besdin. Right? So
right.
Take all the
elves
on the tree.
just so you, when is the... Okay, it's a good question. I don't know. But I don't understand how you can give me a date. How can you tell me in 1,000 years from now that dates are going to... On Purim, there's going to be... Dates are going to be a Shas HaBir. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, there's the day when there are dates left on the tree and they're not left on the tree. How can you tell me that in 1,000 years from now, on Purim, there's going to be no dates left on the tree? I don't understand how someone can make that up. Beats me. But anyhow, Chazal give us times for certain ones. And, well, there's groups, modern-day groups, who do the same thing. So I don't know how they do it. Which is, they have a long list. I have a chart on my computer right here of all the dates of when the time of beer will be for all kinds of fruits in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? I don't really understand.
Does it really possibly mean... You understand something has a natural planting and... Okay, yeah. Well, let's say grapes, right? Let's say grapes is ripe in Tishrei.
Yes.
So it just merely means when... Any grape after a while, after a certain amount of time, the grape becomes ripe and then it just shrivels up on the tree and it's
so
that's all it means. Biology, it's not botany, I mean whatever.
No. So some of the things it says the shear is when the Revi'a Shnia comes, when it rains the second time. So that I understand. You're saying is when once it rains a second time in the fall, it rains a second, at that point everything's wiped out in the field. Then I get it. Whenever the rain comes, that's what we'll do the thing. But Pesach? What happens on Pesach? Nothing happens on Pesach.
Well, certain time during the year.
That's a rough idea.
Shrivel in the vine.
Wait, So you mean when we make Kiddush, that's when it's going to shrivel up? It depends on my making Kiddush at the Seder? That's when it's going to shrivel up? No, so yeah, if you say to me, if when the rain comes, I get that, because whenever the rain comes, that's what will happen. How can you connect it to a date?
If they gave you an English date, then you'd be happier?
No, but hold on, how can you tell me when there are going to be no more figs left on the tree?
Because this is a shear the chacham, when if a fig, any fig left on the tree, is just going to get ruined. They need a shear for that.
So you're right. If it's a darbanon and you want to make the shear, that's fine. And the modern, I'm not sure if I understand 100% of it. The modern version of it, I'm telling you, I have a chart that tells you the shas would be for all the fruits. How do they know when it's going to be? They just pick data beyond me. Anyhow, but there are lists that tell you when the shas beer comes. Okay, there's three shittas in Rishonim, what beer means. What is this mitzvah that you have, what is this thing that you have to do beer? Okay, the Ramban says beer means you have to say tefker. Come that day, you mafker it. If you don't, then the food becomes usher. But your dinner beer is, you just have to make it hefker. Okay, the Ramban says, I'm sorry, you make it hefker. After you make it hefker, you can take back most inshallah shudas. You'll have to take three meals at a time back from the thing, but it's hefker. It's now I have it. You have 1,000 apples, you can't keep them. You have to make them all hefker, and you can take most inshallah shudas. The Rambam says that no, the mitzvah is that you can only have three shudas per person, and the rest has to be destroyed. On the time of beer, it means like to destroy. You can keep most inshallah shudas, and the rest is destroyed. The Rambam says there's two kinds of beer.
And probably the Rambam holds it'll be awesome.
Right, you're wasting Kedush Shvi'is, correct. The Rambam holds that when there's an earlier time, which is when there's no food in the city, then you do what the Ramban says. You make it hefker and you take Shal Shvi'is. There's a later amount of beer when there's nothing left even in the fields, and then you do what the Ramban says, you destroy it all, whatever you have. Okay, that's the Rambam holds. Lamaisa Ashkenazim, don't do the same. Ashkenazim, follow the Ramban, who says that you just make it hefker. If you make it hefker, then it's mutter forever. But and you can only take Mazen Shalosh Shudas. Okay, if you did make it hefker, if you don't make it hefker, if you miss the shas of beer, the food is usher. But if you did the beer properly, then it stays mutter. Okay, so we're probably never going to have this chance of doing beer. I mean, what are we going to have? Right, of Perish Shvi'is. But there's a specific example where it does, and that is Oitzer Bezdin. Okay, Oitzer Bezdin is we're not really talking about it, but Oitzer Bezdin is that the Bezdin collects all the food from the field, they do it for everybody, and then they distribute it. Give or take. They go to the field, they take all the grapes off the tree, they make it into wine, and they give it out to people. So, it's assumed, most people hold, and that's what's accepted, that when Oitzer Bezdin is an automatic beer, because we hold beer means to make it hefker. That's what Bezdin is doing. They're basically holding it for everybody. They're saying, this is available for everybody. There's a little cost for their expenses, but basically, it's available for everybody. So it's like a great beer. It's sitting in a warehouse, and there's a guy sitting, the door is locked, but basically, it's available for the public. That's what beer is. So we assume that Oitzer Bezdin automatically has beer. Okay, not a problem. So come Pesach of the 8th year, the wine from Oitzer Bezdin, Pesach in the year from now, wine from Oitzer Bezdin will have had beer. No problem. There will be no Isser beer. What there is a shaila is there a mitzvah of Kedusha Shvi'is after beer? When you come after Pesach of next year, does that wine which had beer, because it was Oitzer Bezdin, does it have Kedusha Shvi'is or not? Okay? There's different things in the Chazon Ish about this. It's a machlokes Rishonim. Right, it's over. Shvi'is is over. Once you did beer, that's the end of Shemitah. Shemitah is over now. And does not Kedusha Shvi'is.
Does it become a Dovah Yishmat here? Does Shvi'is not become a category of
Dovah Yishmat? Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. It happens to be that most Rishonim hold that Shemitah is over. It's finished. No more mitzvah Kedusha Shvi'is. Okay? But there's most of the Chazanish's writings about it say you should be, I think it's a Rashi who says like that you should be making like that there's not Kedusha Shvi'is. But the Chazanish also has these instructions. Somebody wrote them under his guidance, like practical instructions of how to keep Shemitah, and over there he says you should be machmir and treat it with Kedusha Shvi'is. Again, if you look in the, in what he talks in the sugyas of it, he seems to be makel. So there he says, and that's most hashkachas assume like that you should treat it with Kedusha Shvi'is even after beer. Okay? There's one person who gives hashkacha, and he holds like the other tzad l'hakol, which is not unreasonable, but he holds like this tzad l'hakol that there's no Kedusha Shvi'is. So on his, he makes wine with Oitzer Bezdin, and what he, well, at least in the previous Shemitahs he has, and what he'll do is, the Hashkach will say is, Oitzer Bezdin, beer nasekil chosoy, I actually have the bottle of my room, I should have brought it in. Beer was done properly, because the Oitzer Bezdin is automatic that there's a beer, and now that beer is done, essentially there's no more Kedusha Shvi'is. Therefore, this wine can be sold, it can be exported, it could be sold to people who he knows are not going to keep Shemitah. He has no, they have no debt at Kedusha Shemitah because they don't have to. Because he's selling it as wine that, that doesn't have Kedusha Shemitah. And his, from his perspective, doesn't have Kedusha Shemitah anymore. Okay, again, it's not an unreasonable Shita. But that's his perspective. It has no more Kedusha Shemitah. So we don't let them sell it in Sarah's tent. We won't let them, well, that was Hungarian, but we won't let them sell them or serve it in our restaurants because we are being mocked to say that it does have Kedusha Shemitah, which is what most people say. But this person doesn't say that. So invariably somebody will buy it. The Hechsher seems to be a reputable Hechsher or whatever, and therefore people will buy it. So if you buy it, once you bought it already, it's kosher. You can eat it. You have to eat it with Kedusha Shemitah. That's what being mocked that has Kedusha Shemitah. So we would say don't export it. Don't sell it in a regular supermarket. Don't sell it to people who don't have Kedusha Shemitah. But okay, all that was his sheet of why he did that. But once, Lamaisa, you have it, if you have it in your hand, then no problem. Then treat it with Kedusha Shemitah. Now you have to listen to everything else I said until now for the last, I don't know, however long. And now you have to do it properly. That's, for most people, that's the way they bang into stuff with Kedusha Shemitah, or they buy it by mistake in the food store. Okay, that's it.